Hi, everyone, and welcome to Intuitive Awakening. My name is Dina, and thank you so much for joining me today for today's podcast. Our topic is going to cover all things related to light work. This topic today is coming as a result from a listener who had some questions about what it is to be a light worker. I know that if you're in the metaphysical community, you have probably seen this term and you've heard it tossed around in circles. So I'm going to do my best to elucidate light work for you. And I spent some time really surveying this online to get various people's perspectives of light work. What is it? You know, and I'm going to try to describe to you what I found. And in a way, I do have some, I don't want to use the word issues, but some things are a little bit questionable to me. And some types of light workers, this is all new as well. So I hope that this talk will be very helpful for you so you have an understanding of what it is to be a light worker and also maybe to understand what your light work is. So let's go ahead and kick this off by defining what is a light worker. To simplify this in the best way, I would say that light workers are souls who have come here to spread their light that manifests in a variety of ways. Some people come here to spread their light or spread their love, to spread knowledge from above, being a divine messenger. Some people come here to bring understanding about who and what we are and why we're here. Some people come here to heal the planet, heal the people, heal the collective consciousness, etc. So there's various forms of light work. I would say, though, a commonality is that light workers have awakened or are in the process of waking to their own higher spiritual purpose. Some light workers, and I think that even though I found online the word some, I think that all light workers are here to help raise the vibration of humanity and to raise the vibration of the earth. We have to remember that everything has consciousness. Every living thing has consciousness. So does the planet. And it too is going through evolution, just like our own soul. The soul of Mother Earth is also shifting as well. And in order to help it shift, we also have to wake the hell up. And I think that light workers are helping us to do that. So light workers are said to be older souls on the planet, which is interesting to me because I think that term is relative. So I'm going to explain it this way. If you're an old soul, that simply just means that you've come to planet Earth many, many times. However, if you're a young soul, that just means that you just haven't incarnated here that often. But it doesn't mean that you are a young, young soul in the truest sense of the term, because you could be a young soul on planet Earth, but you could be an old soul at planet, I don't know, whatever planet exists out in the galaxy that we haven't been to yet. So if you've been here a number of times, that just means that you have gone through a number of life lessons. Maybe the same one like 200 times, but there's a familiarity here. There's a knowledge here. And I think that these older souls have learned, not all of them, obviously, because this term is relative, but it's expected and it is understood collectively that older souls have learned quite a bit here. And so they are internally and spiritually equipped to bring forth knowledge, awareness, understanding, and help the process of ascension for everyone. That's essentially why people say, oh, light workers must be older souls, because they had to learn some of these much harder lessons in order to strike a balance within this planet, but also to help it evolve and help the younger souls learn and evolve as well. How else do you know if you're a light worker? Not only are you, quote unquote, an older soul, even though I think younger souls do bring forth some new information, by the way, you've been probably deemed a highly sensitive person. I know for some people that can be offensive, but I'm not equating being sensitive with being somebody crying in a corner. What I'm saying is that you're sensitive to energy and you're sensitive to other people's experiences. In other words, you're highly empathic, which is extremely important for the human experience. People who are highly empathic can more easily, I would say, gauge another person's perspective, to see where they're coming from, to have that understanding, but really understand it in their heart, which is different from an intellectual sense. And I think that lightworkers, because they are so empathic, they are very strong healers and helpers. They know, it's like they know what needs to get done to move things forward, to help people heal internally, to help them grow, and yet also to help heal the planet so that it too can evolve. All right. If you have a natural rebellious side to you, I think that that is a part of being a lightworker. Lightworkers don't traditionally fit into these very orthodox models that we have, depending upon where you're at in the world, I guess you could say. They don't necessarily subscribe to traditional authority, how things have been organized, and the rule of law sometimes, right? They're naturally just very rebellious. They have a good understanding of, they have good integrity, I'll probably say that, but they also know what they stand for, and they also know the difference morally between right and wrong. And I know, again, that can be very culturally relative, so I am throwing in that caveat. However, I think that the rebellion is so important because it's a fight against these traditional hierarchical structures of power. And I think that this rebellious lightworker can help to change the current paradigm, which is important. I think these are some of the people that you do see in political positions. And I know everyone's probably thinking, well, you know, all of politics is corrupt, but not necessarily so. You need lightworkers everywhere, in every job, in every place, to again help shift humanity forward. And rebellion and dissension is important in this world for too many reasons. I don't want to preach, so let's continue. I think that, again, how do you know if you're a lightworker? You just have this constant, I would say, tendency to research and seek all things spiritual, anything related to religion, God, spirituality, ritual, anything in that field, in that arena. You're probably a light worker. It's like the light has finally, you know, it's like it's on. And there's this sense of urgency to learn and to know and to develop. You're really drawn to spiritual activities and everything, books, people, areas, etc. I think that's a natural inclination for light workers. Light workers also just have a drive, this inner drive to help other people. Again, this is probably due to their empathic nature. They're extremely wise and compassionate people because most likely if they're an older soul, they too have been in a position where they have suffered, where they have lost. They have been poverty stricken. They know what it is to be without. They know what it is to not have assistance or support while being on this, you know, planet as a person. So I think that that inner drive comes from those experiences. They want to see people succeed. They want to support them. They want to uplift them because they know what is possible. They know the truth inside. So I think that if you're a lightworker, you're just really driven to help people and to help heal people, of course. Something really interesting I discovered online while doing all this research, and apparently there are all types of lightworkers, and there are these, I found common threads in how we categorize lightworkers, and I pulled some of these and reviewed them for myself, and I pulled the ones that I think that I'm not really familiar with, but I'm going to discuss anyway, and some that I think are a little bit obvious as well, and new terms I've never even heard of, so bear with me as I kind of review some of these. I think they're definitely food for thought, And if any of these kind of ring a bell or light your fire, I think you should really do your own research on these different types of light workers, because who knows, maybe that's where you're supposed to be. Okay, so light workers and the different types. The first type I found is called a grid worker. I have never heard of this, but it's intriguing. However, I don't classify myself as a grid worker. So grid workers are said to work on the grids and the gateways of the earth. Supposedly there are these grids that are on the earth. Some people classify them as crystalline or crystalline grids. And if you're familiar with the earth's ley lines, which are thought to connect very important and sacred sites throughout the entire world with this very specific electromagnetic energy, then you also are of the belief that the earth has chakras and the earth in itself is a living and breathing organism. And I think we all can agree that that is so. These grid workers, as I've read, and again, this is pulling from various sources, but people do have their own interpretations, so please keep that in mind. These grid workers are said to be very familiar with these hot spots of energy on the earth, whether it's the earth chakras, whether it's very so-called sacred sites that carry very strong, powerful spiritual energy, if you will. These grid workers are supposed to be anchoring in light, again, for the end goal of evolution. This is, again, not just the evolution of the people, but also the evolution to heal the planet so that it too may move forward. I found this to be super interesting because, as most of you guys know, and if you don't, then this is some news, you know, newsflash. I was an archaeologist for 7 years, and I worked in Belize, and I excavated Mayan structures for 7 years straight. It's very arduous, but I learned so much. And being an archaeologist, I was, you know, definitely, you know, getting my doctorate in that. And I studied various so-called sacred sites across the, you know, across the globe, not just the Maya in itself. And I really questioned, well, what makes a site sacred? And I asked my guide, because it's all, you know, dependent upon that culture, how they deem it for their belief system, right? Their own particular ideology. But I asked my guide, you know, is there such a thing as what we kind of classify as being a sacred site? And my guide said, well, in a way, yes. And this is the way he explained it to me, so I just want to give you guys his words. The way he defined it is, and I'm just going to give you some sort of random example. So let's take the Sphinx in Egypt, just as an example, okay? So some people classify this as being a very sacred site. However, my guide said, what makes a site, and I'm using air quotes here, so please keep this in mind, sacred, is the energy that the site embodies. And how does that energy get there? That's what I asked in very simple form. And he said, well, think about it. Yes, that, you know, the planet already has its own energy. However, you also have the energy of the people. So let's say people build some sort of structure, or they are attending or occupying a space, they're visiting a space or going on a pilgrimage to a space that people have deemed and classified and defined for themselves as a sacred place. Well, it is the collection over time of people either meditating or praying there or conducting rituals there. It is that buildup of that type of energy over time. That's what makes it sacred. It is because it's a very specific type of energy that we have classified as being godly, otherworldly, spiritual, religious, if you will. And that has given that geographical location that type of energy that we as empaths usually feel when we go to that location. We feel some sort of powerful force because the people over time have anchored their light, their prayers, their rituals, their practice in that space. That's what makes it sacred. So I want you to keep this in mind when thinking about grid work, right? Because, okay, yes, some light workers have come to be grid workers. They've come to anchor their light. But what's interesting to me, are they assigned to a specific geographical location upon birth to be there, to operate as the light there, to anchor a new light because it is a dark place? I wonder that, but I don't really know. I don't consider myself a grid worker in any sense of the word, but I think it's an interesting thought. But I will also say that if you're someone who feels like this is your jam, then go out into the world and find that spot where you can anchor your light, which means that you can bring more light into the dark space that you're occupying. You're transmuting the darkness, and I'm going to talk about that in a minute. I've also read that there's another type of light worker called a gatekeeper. And a gatekeeper is supposed to be a more advanced form of grid worker in which you are really working with your spiritual team to open up what has been called interdimensional gates to allow higher levels of light and love in. So I think a gatekeeper is even, I guess, more powerful than a grid worker, or they're just working with a bigger team on the other side to, again, bring in higher levels of light to that space. Okay, I'm crossing that one off my list because I don't think I'm a gatekeeper either. So let's move on to transmuters. So people or light workers who are transmuters are said to transmute darkness into light. And this again goes along with what I think is grid work. People who are transmuters, I believe that it is their job, unfortunately, to be in spaces, and I think this is upon birth, like you decide this before you come to the planet. I strongly believe that these people are placed in a very specific location on the planet, a geographical location, to transmute that darkness. There's something that they are going to do that is very transformative or will have a major impact socially in that place or even economically to transmute forces of darkness into forces of light. That is what I think that they do. They return a balance either at the national level, at the local level, in some form. We have to remember that light workers are not all about, oh, just light and love and hugs and kisses. They are put in spaces that are very dark because in order for change to occur, you have to go to the darkness to change it and to embody the light. So whether this is in politics, whether this is in some sort of corporate arena, whether this is social work, whatever job that you're at, whatever assignment you've been given, it is because you must transmute that darkness into a force of good. The coolest thing I read about being a transmuter is that some light workers transmute along their own ancestral lines, meaning that you may have chosen to be born into a specific family, into a specific ancestral line that has a ton of negative karma that needs to be released, that needs to be dissolved, and needs to be healed along that ancestral line. And you are there to vibrationally shift it to help heal that family. And some of us, I think, feel that role. If you're like the black sheep, if you're the very positive person, if you think outside the box or against tradition, chances are you are that ancestral transmuter. You're there to make the change. And that change not only helps along the ancestral line, it helps all of humanity. So again, a very important role. These are considered to be like the social outcasts. I feel like my guy just said that to me. These are the outcasts in society, at least, or not just in society, but even in your own family. The one that everybody talks crap about, you know, she believes this and that, or she's into crystals, or he's this and that, you know, the black sheep supposedly, but really a transmuter. Okay, let's move on to another type of light worker, healers. The most common type of light worker, I think all of light work is healing, to be perfectly honest. However, there are so many different healing modalities. And if you feel some sort of gravitational pull towards, I don't know, crystal therapy, Reiki, pranic healing, sound therapy, bodywork, massage, etc. And the chances are this is your type of light work. And again, this is a service that you're offering to help heal people as well. And even through this type of work, you're also raising the vibration of an individual, thus raising the vibration of the planet. Seers, psychics, or even clairvoyants in a way, it's a very particular type of light work. If this is your natural gift, this is probably the type of light work you are supposed to be doing. I am not saying that this is supposed to take the place of your day job, but again, you're in a place and a space to help bring the light there. So keep that in mind. Seers and psychics, and it's funny to kind of see the word seers because you don't really see that word anymore. It's like an Old Testament word. You don't find, you know, clairvoyants or psychics in the Bible, but you do see the word seer. So it's interesting to hear that word. And my guide calls me that too, a seer, which is so strange. It's very archaic, I tell him. Lightworkers who have opened their third eye or are using their psychic ability in that way can see beyond the veil of this world. And if you have this gift, then you're usually supposed to be using it to guide other people. Most of us on this planet, we subscribe to the thinkings and the inner workings of the ego as opposed to our own internal guidance system for answers. And so when we go to psychics, clairvoyants, seers, what have you, we're going to get some understanding of how to solve a problem, right? Or to get some insight. Even though 50% of the time, I would say, our own higher self, our own intuition, it already knows the answer. Well, I shouldn't say 50%, I'm sorry. All the time, your intuition knows all of the answer, but only 50% of the people are listening to that. So they're going to get guidance, but also they're going to get validation on something they already know. They just need someone else to say it, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, we need to know that we're not wrong in making some sort of big decision in life. And that's what seers and psychics and clairvoyants do. They help with that. Okay. The other type of light worker, most common, I would say, is a messenger. I think almost all light workers are messengers. It's just that it's articulated in a very different way on the planet. The obvious choice is to be a writer. I would say a singer is even a freaking messenger sometimes as well. But you're sharing knowledge from beyond the veil. It's like the highest, well, what can we call it? Source, the creator, is entrusting you with very important information that needs to be shared with the world, again, for the purpose of evolution and healing, for us to remember our true identity. If you feel drawn to being a messenger, then that's kind of like the whole point, is to share and to put yourself out into the world to be seen, not for fame and fortune, but to really help people, because we all need it. So you're serving, I would say, humanity and waking up in the whole ascension process. You ascend, I think, a lot through knowledge, but also through love. Okay, so another type of light worker is called a way shower. This was, again, new for me. I had never heard of a way shower. So way showers are light workers who essentially are walking their walk in this world. These are people who have no fear. They are embodying all of this truth. They're embodying this in their everyday life, and you see it. And they have no fear. They have no worry about lack or limitation. They don't necessarily plan for the future. They're just living day by day. They're living in the present moment, and they totally trust that they're being helped and directed from above, which I can't say we all feel that all the time. But these are people who are said to already live in the fifth dimension, and I don't mean that physically. I mean at a vibratory level, right? So their consciousness is already there, and that's how they're operating in this world. but they are showing us the way of how to be in truth with ourselves and to maintain our integrity throughout the entire process. There are a couple of other categories that I'm completely unfamiliar with and maybe have never heard, but I'm just going to briefly run through them because I think it's also important to take into consideration. Ascension guides. Apparently, some light workers are called ascension guides, and they are here to help people step into greater levels of light. And they're here to teach us how to ascend, like how to overcome obstacles and some pitfalls in life, and help us become more grateful for our blessings. So to live in a state of gratitude, which I think is also a part of the ascension process. So it's interesting because I'd never heard of an ascension guide here on the planet, but maybe I kind of thought our own spirit guides were part of, like, I guess that crew of ascension guides. Other things I have heard of, number one, a dreamer. This is another type of light worker. These are people who I personally believe, I mean, we all travel interdimensionally when we go to bed at night, and it allows us to experience, you know, different dimensions. When we go to sleep at night and we dream, or even if we can't remember our dreams, we are talking to our guides, reviewing our blueprints. It's like, okay, Jimmy, you know what you're thinking, the way you've been thinking is not going to work. And Jimmy's like, I know, but I can't help it. So you are learning on the other side as well. But dreamers, you know, light workers whose job it is to dream, which is an interesting job in itself, brings answers and guidance through dreams. I think these are people who can read your dreams, who if you can find someone, and I don't think I've ever met any psychic who is a professional dream worker, which I think would be a cool job if anybody's looking for one. Where they're good at interpreting the messages of the dreams that you're getting. So that's kind of their job, is to really help out in that way. But they work at night instead of during the day, which I think is a cool gig to have. And then I think there was one more that I wasn't really familiar with, so you'll have to bear with me, because a lot of these types of light workers exist in the world that I didn't even know. So there are other types of light workers, one of them being called divine blueprint creators, which I've seen this termed, I think, as like a blueprint weaver in other forums. But this is these are just multiple ways to call this type of light worker. And these are light workers who are actively involved in what is called like weaving light in order to manifest, positive changes on the earth. And the whole point of this is not just to manifest positivity, but also to manifest positive timelines, which I think is an interesting concept. It's like to try to create positive events on this planet to, again, make it more harmonious, to bring in a lot of love and light to this planet. So it's not just for self-interest and self-gain, but it's also, you know, for the earth, for the animals, just for all of humanity at large. And I'm not sure how that works, to be perfectly honest with you guys. I don't know how one gets assigned that role, but I would imagine for you to manifest a positive event, it would have to, you know, involve a number of other light workers, because I imagine events require a collective of people. So I think that these types of light workers are naturally attracted to each other and attracted to the same type of interests, because positive events could mean anything. It could mean a positive political event. It could be a positive social event, a positive economic shift for a community, etc. So I'm not saying that this type of light worker doesn't exist. I imagine that it does. I'm not as familiar with this. I really hope that you guys have found some interesting information out of today's talk. I have learned a lot in terms of light workers and how light workers are operating on the planet in different forms. I personally happen to engage more with messengers and psychics and probably healers, but I've never really had the opportunity to work with grid workers or even, dare I say, transmuters, which I think is such a cool role. If any of these speak to you, I highly suggest you start researching, some of these light working roles and see if there's an opportunity to embody them, to learn them and practice them and meet other like-minded spirits who are interested in the same thing. I think that's a very cool thing. Okay, just a couple of refreshers when it comes to light work. I would say, to break it down here, 10 signs that you're a light worker. You feel called to help heal or guide other people. You are very empathic. You're very sensitive to all types of energies. You possessed, psychic abilities, even probably the gift of mediumship. You feel very strongly about, I would say, you feel strongly about all life, but especially like the treatment of animals and even the environment as well. You and yourself have probably experienced some form of spiritual awakening, or you feel very spiritually attracted to all things spiritual right now, when you are just trying to learn everything possible and read everything as much as possible. You probably feel an affinity to the healing arts and have probably explored many healing modalities. I think that's a telltale sign of being a light worker as well. One last thing I wanted to mention about light work. I think that light workers have a really strong understanding that the earth has been plagued by negativity and darkness and density. And this is something that I don't feel that even the metaphysical community, I don't feel like this is a big topic. I always get, here's a crystal, here's a hug, here's a kiss, here's a, what are they called? I can't even remember what they're called. Sorry. I feel like there's such a focus on the light, as there should be, because what you focus on expands. However, we also have to remember, and I always remember that Jesus said this, and I know most people have an aversion to that name and that person. He said darkness is the heritage of this earth, of this world, excuse me. And I think that that is really true. And I don't think that we should be oblivious to the horrors and the lack of justice and a lot of fear and that plagues this planet, and the darkness and the power of the darkness that right now seems to be encroaching on even the Western world, which is really scary. Lightworkers are here to really swing the pendulum the other way. They are here to embody light and to bring forth the truth. They are not to go hide in a little room together. They're supposed to be out in the world and to put on to be brave, to bring forth that knowledge and that truth, to awaken everybody else. I think that lightworkers are supposed to help shift the current paradigm, and they are supposed to uplift the planet to a higher vibration and expand consciousness. That is what I really feel like lightworkers are supposed to do. They are supposed to wake people up and expand their consciousness. And this kind of gives me chills, because I woke up this morning with a song that my guide like put in my head, and there were only two lines of the song that he kept repeating, and one of them was things are not as they seem. Like, always keep that in mind. Don't look at the world with your physical eyes. Remember, use it with your inner eye. And the other line this morning was, I'm trying to replay it in my head as I'm talking to you. This is a dream. Like, people are in a dream. It almost feels like you're in a dream state, or we're operating in a dream state right now, like on autopilot and having, very basic responses, or very, not basic responses, excuse me. I feel brain dead today, you guys. Very automatic responses to situations without deeply thinking. And I feel like what many lightworkers are here to do today is to open people's minds and to help them remember that this things are not as they seem. And we need to wake up. so we can transform not only ourselves, but transform the world as it is supposed to be. Everyone, I hope that this conversation was super helpful. Again, I strongly encourage you to do some research on these different forms of light workers, in the metaphysical community. If you research this online, you're going to find a lot of information about some of the stuff I just told you. It's pretty redundant. However, there's some interesting stuff out there that I did not cover because I'm not fully familiar with it, and I wanted to be coherent with this podcast today. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for listening, and I hope you guys have a fantastic week. Take care.